Let's talk class actions. Most have heard the term, many know the basics, but what exactly is a class action lawsuit? And what do you do if you feel you're a victim in a similar case? He's here to discuss a recent class action lawsuit. We're speaking with Clay Gatens. He's a partner with JDSA Law and the lead attorney on a class action lawsuit that started right here in Wenatchee. Clay, thanks for taking time out.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Okay, well, let's start with the basics since definitions are always important here. What exactly is a class action lawsuit?
A class action lawsuit is a lawsuit that seeks to aggregate a number of plaintiffs with a similar set of circumstances and claims against a defendant.
So in a typical class action, basically the group is called the class then, right?
Correct. Yeah. In a typical lawsuit, there'll be a single plaintiff or maybe two plaintiffs against a single defendant or maybe multiple defendants. A class action seeks to take a group of people that have very similar circumstances and similar claims based on those circumstances and pursue the defendant as one cohesive group of plaintiffs.
Got it. Okay, so give me a real-world example here.
So a recent example of a case that I just recently settled was a class action case against Coinstar, which is, you may be familiar with, a coin-counting kiosk company. In this particular case, the way that Coinstar issued the gift certificates was on thermal receipt paper, which you might be familiar with is the typical receipt paper that you receive when you purchase something at a store. The problem with that type of paper is that it very quickly fades and darkens. And so Coinstar was issuing these gift certificates after someone deposited $100, say, in the coin counter. They would then issue the $100 gift certificate on this paper that quickly faded and disappeared so that they could not redeem their deposit any longer. And ultimately, we were able to settle that case on behalf of what turned out to be a couple of thousand Washington consumers. And one of the important results of that case is that Coinstar will now take measures to warn people that this is how they'll be issued, and most importantly, to calibrate their machines so that the fading doesn't occur quite so rapidly. So that's one example of a recent case.
Okay, so give me another recent case. In fact, I believe this is a case that you all worked on, the NationStar mortgage case, right?
Yeah, the NationStar case is a case that I've been working on for the last 5 years, and it actually is a case that just had a very big decision issued from the Washington State Supreme Court in favor of the plaintiff that we represent. And the class of plaintiffs that are similarly situated that is directly impactful in Washington state, but is also the first decision of its kind in the nation and will likely have national ramifications because what the case establishes is that lenders cannot enter and lock a borrower out of his or her home prior to completing a foreclosure. And the basis for the lenders historically doing that was based upon a form provision that's contained in most deeds of trust, which are effectively the mortgage that secures the property, a provision that had been around since the 1970s that allowed the lenders to enter and change locks on borrowers' properties simply because they were in the foreclosure process. And we challenged that provision. And after about a 5-year fight, the Washington Supreme Court came down on our side and invalidated the provision for the first time in this nation's history.
So what happens next?
So the case, and this is typical with most class actions, they are very long, hard-fought cases. And so even though we're about 5 years into this case, now that the Supreme Court has ruled on this issue of liability, we will now return back down to federal district court and continue the case there, predominantly trying to establish what the appropriate level of damages and relief for the over 4,000 class members.
Over 4,000, that is a not insignificant amount.
Yes, it's a large class, and it's a large class for Washington state, but this just exemplifies the importance of class actions from my perspective, which is a plaintiff's perspective, which is to say there's 4,000 people that have been affected by this now pronounced illegal activity.
And it began right here in Wenatchee.
Yeah, right here in Wenatchee, Washington.
So let's take a look now at if you feel like you could be one of those people affected, whether we're talking about this particular case or if you feel like you might be part of a larger group. What should you do if you were a victim in a similar situation?
You know, if something doesn't seem right, if it seems that your rights have been violated, whether that's a contractual right or a statutory right, and a good example of that is if you are in your home and you're in default and you come home to find your lock has been changed, it doesn't seem right. It certainly doesn't feel right. You should reach out to an attorney to see what he or she thinks about the validity of that practice. And then specifically in class actions, oftentimes, and the reason why the class action device was created is it is not economically feasible for an individual plaintiff to challenge and sue his or her financial institution.
It's a David versus Goliath thing. They'll always have more money than you.
They will have more resources, more money, and more ability to defend their actions. And that's why aggregating people who have experienced a widespread practice is so important and the fundamental basis for having class actions in the first place.
And obviously, JDSA has the resources to conduct this sort of, for lack of a better term, battle.
Yeah, JDSA is unique in the area in that it has the ability and the wherewithal and the institutional commitment to take on these types of cases that require a big investment from the law firm. There is no certainty of result, and they last a very long time. And JDSA is a firm that is committed to that culturally, but also has the economic wherewithal to see these cases through. And that's been borne out by some of these recent examples.
If folks want to learn more, where can they go?
They can go to our website, which is jdsalaw.com. They can also call our offices.
The number over at JDSA Law is 662-3685. Again, it's Clay Gatens. We've been talking with him with JDSA Law. It's our JDSA Law Talk. Clay, don't be a stranger. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Clint.